This next topic that I want to touch on, and then we need to have you back and do another series of things. In fact, I would love to just even specifically talk about more of the feminism issues of modesty, and there's just so many other directions we could go with it. But so this is going to be kind of a wide topic, but I'll bring it up this way. So yesterday morning in the kitchen, we were talking about how President Trump was going to be doing his
State
of the Union address last night. And I was speaking out of an unfiltered thought and mouth, and I said something about people, I don't want to get into the details of it, but I was like, those idiots. So then it stirred up some similar thinking in my husband. You know, Eve took the apple first, and then Adam,
okay.
He ended up saying something along those lines too. And it doesn't even matter what we're talking about, because I'm not going to get into that. But the subject in general of talking about anything having to do with President Trump created this heated discussion in our kitchen, because Justice overheard it, and she couldn't even, it was just the perfect of the big picture of this whole issue in society today. She couldn't even go on to the topic because she was so offended, because she felt what we've taught her whole life, which is we cannot have an us versus them mentality. We can't call people idiots. Mm-hmm. People can make choices and have perspectives that seem foolish, but if I call someone something because of the way they think, then I've ended discussion right there, and I've valued the issue over someone else's heart. Well, I didn't have a guard on my mouth because I wasn't thinking of anyone else listening, and probably you weren't either, and you were more about the topic than worried about how that would come across to the younger end of our generation or whatever. But it was a quick reminder to me in preparing for this conversation today that there is a lot of divisiveness, and I just want to just kind of throw it out as a free-for-all. What are y'all's thoughts on the things that are dividing us right now politically and as a nation when we talk about anything going on politically? And let's start with President Trump.
Well, I have something more general first
that
I'd like to say to preface the conversation, because I think this could be an interesting thing to discuss, which is that in the Bible, over and over again, we're told not to judge people, not to put ourselves in God's seat of judgment, not to judge people, not to judge if somebody's going to heaven or hell, because ultimately we cannot know, not to judge people's motives behind things, all this sort of stuff we're told not to. And the one type of judgment that we are allowed is just black and white, is something wrong or right. A choice, not a person, not somebody's heart, but is a choice that someone made wrong or right. And I think that as Christians, we get ourselves into trouble a lot of times when it comes to politics, myself included. I'm not functioning in this perfectly, but I want to grow in this.
Yeah.
Where we look at a choice that a politician has made, and
or a choice of someone who's supporting a certain perspective.
Yeah. Specifically as it relates to politics, but somebody makes a choice about politics or policy or something, and we immediately go, that was a bad choice, and that means that they're bad, or their heart is bad, or they're evil, and we want to assume their motive behind that. And it's good to research those things to grow a knowledge of, like, why people might be making the choices they're making as far as, like, for voting purposes and all of that. But we cannot judge someone's heart behind the decisions that they're making. We can judge that it's a right or wrong decision. And we polarize ourselves, and a lot of the division happens when instead of just judging right and wrong, we judge a person. And so even with Trump, there are good and there are bad decisions that he has made. He has made some bad decisions about certain things that he said, and some things he's apologized for, and some things he has not.
And then some things, and then you have no idea what he's even decided because of the lack of clarity of the reporting on any given issue.
And so you also have to hold these right or wrong decisions that you're judging loosely, And then there's a lot of things that he's done that are really good. And so we can't look at him and go, he's a good or bad person. I mean, we can see how the fruit of the Spirit is functioning in his life, those things. But, and I know there has to be a balance in that, though, because obviously at some point, you know, that doesn't apply as much. But I think that that is something that every generation struggles with. We want to go, President Trump said this, he is evil. Or the last 8 years, every Christian going, President Obama is a Muslim and he's evil because he did this. And both of those are wrong. They're equally wrong.
Yeah. And, you know, first of all, on the calling them idiots.
I knew that would stir the pot.
Idea. It's number, you know, it probably go years without using that.
I used the term first. I was a little heated about something.
He was kind of like taking her quote and
I was like, I think I'm prepared to join in on that word. And it was related to a small group of Hollywood types who would not give Trump credit on something he's doing. And so that was because the way Elizabeth made it sound, it could be like we're saying it. Well, it wasn't clear who we're saying it about. But more feed background on it. I'd also been hours on the phone with
our insurance agency,
healthcare and insurance, and
we have the government version of insurance.
And so yes, and that had my spirit, flesh, soul, all three of them stirred up
a little tired
in a bad way,
and I was with you, so I was a little stirred up too. So I was,
and y'all
I
are on time crunch deadlines for a lot of different things right now.
I was quick to take a group of people that I really care about that I don't know who they really are, which makes it easier to judge them and call them something because I don't know who I'm really talking about.
Yeah,
but in that, you know, there is,
I repent.
There's the reality. I'm not one to give myself over to a political spirit. And we have, I remember halfway through Bill Clinton's first election.
Presidency.
His term, his presidency there. That there was even, and I didn't do the Facebook stuff then. It would just be writing stuff and send it out. There's some email. I think I had something
probably
called
some letters.
I had something called the Issacharian Post. And it was like, you know what? Our assignment is to pray for him. And he's going to do worse. If he already has a weakness and an opening and we send curses, it's going to be worse. Yeah. And so there is a need. So what's been consistent, I think you'll know that no matter who the president has been, is looking to cover and pray and realize that if there is already a tendency to go in the wrong direction, the worst, to keep tearing down is bad. And so we were with that with President Obama. We didn't have conversations here.
We were always honoring.
Yeah, blasting. We would say, I don't think that's a good decision, that's how it would be covered. And so with President Trump, again, there's not getting into the political spirit about it, which is the way to move forward. I was already in a mode there. And yet justice will, and probably really generalize with the millennials, which by the way are an amazing group. They're wired for transformation. They're called the justice generation, not just because she's in their generation, but they're wired for the rights of the individual. They're wired to care for society.
Social issues.
I mean, that's probably a good conversation afterwards, the millennials, just on that and how special they are. And they're looked down a lot from our generation because we misperceive a lot of aspects of them. And yeah, there's going to be some things they need to tweak and mature into as well. But they're really wired so differently than our generation.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, they really need to be. And so in that, there is like, you don't just easily forget. And so justice is aware that Trump is doing some really good things. There's the numbers from the economy and $8 trillion more dollars in the economy from 1 year and 2.4.
Even the tax bill that he just passed, everyone was freaked out about. It's benefited primarily liberal organizations, and they're not complaining about it because they've been able to give huge bonuses to their employees.
Yeah. And so there's these policies, reducing, regulate, all these good things, but it's hard to just forget a tweet that's just mean. Because the millennials...
Tweets that are mean.
What did I say?
You said a tweet. There are more than one.
Even though, you know, speaking of that, that's, we were having this conversation the other night as well with Justice and another young man who's a millennial leader. Part of the contradiction they're trying to face within themselves is they hate haters. And they're intolerant of the intolerant. You know, those who are intolerant. And so I was making a statement, if you hate haters, you're still a hater. And that's discussion for another time. But back to President Trump, and again, this could go on for a while. There is, you know, I don't know what our takeaway is going to be from this, because really I think we're essentially on the same side of this. And it's just like, it will be harder for her to like, you cannot say that that's offensive. That creates a wound. And
I think
this
conversation just opens up like your generation's eyes to why my generation is so offended by these things. And that it doesn't, you cannot, even that same judgment thing, you cannot look at my generation and go, oh, they're offended by that. They're snowflakes. They're weaklings. They're all liberal crazy, like as if liberal is a bad word. And liberal and conservative parties have the same type of issues.
If you were to describe yourself as one of the current parties, what would you, who do you relate to the most?
I would say that I'm apolitical, or I attempt to be. And I can probably tend to have, like, if you were to put in a jar, red beads and blue beads representing the different size of things, maybe I would have like 5 more blue beads than red beads. But I think that that comes more down to like me being a heart person over like a policy person. So that's not to say that I would disagree with someone who has red beads in place of those 5 blue beads. It's just that I personally feel like sometimes these heart issues are more important than legislating heart issues, if that makes sense. But even what I was going to say about like throughout President Obama's presidency, I think our family even developed into that honoring perspective towards towards him, more towards his second term in office. We were developing that culture more in our family at the time. But even that is like the spirit of prophecy is calling out the gold in people. And it's not like being pretending, closing your eyes to the bad things, but it's focusing on the things that you can honor. Even that verse that says whatever is true and if there be any honor and praise, all those things, think on those things. And so when it comes to our presidential leaders, I see people on Facebook all the time. This is a big joke amongst millennial Christians, that for the last 8 years millennial Christians have just been bombing President Obama with saying horrible, horrible things about him. And now they demand that everyone honor President Trump. And it's like, you don't have the place to say that without repenting for what you, how you trespassed against President Obama. And
honoring the role and the seat of authority yeah. that he was in. And
well, the fact that you believe lies about
leadership. I mean, the reality is there was eight years of leadership.
He had to have done something good.
He did.
That's
well,
what
absolutely and, did.
Well, even if he, you know, the Obamacare thing wasn't sinister. There is like, it's a 900,000 pages of matters on there, and he's got people pulling it off for him. So it wasn't like he was trying to sell us into Babylon by doing that.
And, oh, I'm sorry.
But I was just going to, but the other things, I think I'd face the same thing in Facebook. Anytime I'd say anything positive about how he's modeling family, how he's showing dignity and peace, you know.
And creating, helping to create more of a level playing field for minorities.
And different, yeah.
Just by him being
even
there.
Even within
just,
people's minds, mindsets, that's a huge thing.
It was so necessary.
There's hundreds of people I had to cut off being my friends, and they were the right wing because they could
friends
not.
Friends on Facebook, yeah.
Friends on Facebook,
yeah.
Because they would not. They could not even think in a forget kind. It was just in a tolerable way. No, he is. They're
going in those judgments that we're not supposed to be going into. He is not a Christian.
I had hundreds probably assure me that he's a Muslim, even though he would say over and over he's not. Hundreds like, when he gets elected the second term, he is going to suspend the Constitution. He's going to run again. And they never come back and said, you know what? We were a little over the top. And again, that's when the spirit of politics grips people, you see things too black and white.
Something I want to touch on too.
Yeah.
I think that few of us understand the complexities of politics and everything that goes into it and the political process in the United States. I mean, there is so much. Even politicians probably don't understand all the complexities of it. It's like you can't just expect to watch TV about surgery and then go perform surgery on somebody. And so we act like we know everything there is to know because we watch Fox News or CNN. And really, we're probably being given such a TV version. That's beyond even reality. And so we're getting some facts, but like even within Obamacare, there were in every single bill, there are parts that are pulled out and that the different parties will say, we won't pass that bill unless you pull out this portion of the bill or whatever. And so there are portions that maybe someone that was the main reason they wanted to pass this bill from right or left, and that can get pulled out, and then the whole part that they didn't really care about can be passed. So that's just one example of a way where we don't know. Like, there's so much that we cannot understand that happens in this whole process. And just because we say like Obama did this or Trump did this, it doesn't mean that they personally were like, okay, I'm going to do this. It means their administration and their team is deciding. But that doesn't mean that it's the same as that person. And so you can't even draw a conclusion about that person based off of their team's political policy choices that they're putting out there.
That's so good. Well, in closing, I think if y'all could both take about 2 minutes each, I don't know who wants to go first, and just say, like, in the current climate that we have going on, what kind of takeaway would you want people that are listening to have? How would you encourage them in today's climate?
Okay. A takeaway as it relates to politics or...
Just the whole political climate right now and you know...
Something practical people could take away from this and enact in their life.
Go, Justin. Go?
Okay. Dang. Okay. I think that one thing is, like I was just saying, stop assuming that we know everything and that we have access to even knowing everything, because we don't. We don't even have access to it. And use the Holy Spirit a lot more when it comes to deciding on political issues, because just because you've been taught that this is the Christian view on something does not mean that it is. And there's actually a quiz online called isidewith.com, and it's a really great thing to do to kind of assess where you're currently at and see maybe where you need some more balance. If you're like scoring way right or way left, that might actually be a good thing
indicator.
To be like, maybe I need to expand my media intake and some of my research and my understanding. Just have a heart of humility and do some research. Watch some of these documentaries on Netflix that are maybe a different political perspective than you, to see where people are coming from. Even if you don't change your views, there has to be a respect for someone who has a different opinion than you. Because Dad and I could be sitting here far right and far left and still have 100% respect for one another, because we're both intelligent people who are thinking through things. That's the main important thing, in my opinion, is that you are critically thinking about these things and not just taking things in from media and your friends and your church.
What's good, Justice? I think, you know...
It's really good.
I've heard, I don't know who say it. I might have said it. No, a plane needs a left wing and a right wing to fly.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason that we need both emphasis in some capacity or another. And I think our left wing got strengthened from the last administration. And now...
When you say left wing and right wing, are you literally talking about two different political parties or two different mentalities?
It's mentalities, and okay. Primarily...
affects that party.
Yeah, the Democrat Party has primarily been the one watching over the left wing, and the Republicans over the right wing. There's a real positive health thing. For instance, just on the matter of immigration, which President Trump is coming into this place of balance, just what he was telling last night is, okay, yeah, it's just, that's not logical. People who've been here over 17 years, a few hundred thousand or a million or two, and they know no other reality, and we're going to send them back there, that, okay, that's not going to happen. And so, but there's a balance of, are we embracing come to America, or we need to take care and make sure we got America protected? Well, you need both. It's just like in the natural, when you're having children, it's like, yeah, it's good to have children, but if, you know, if you have a house with one bedroom and you're working on your fifth kid, you're like, we may need to secure, we may need to do something here. And so there's a point where you look at both. And we know some, speaking of Christian mentalities that really harm us in processing even what our assignment on earth is, the Republican side and the Christian base has not valued historically, typically, it's changing specifically in the millennial generation, even stewarding earth. That's a whole nother talk for another time. And so any kind of policy that involves that is looked down at. And the truth is, every policy has to be looked at. Is it truly doing that, or is it just burning money in the wrong way? And so that's all the discussion going on now. But when we've lived, you know, as part of the afterglow of rapture mentality, is like, well, who cares if something gets polluted a little bit? Jesus is coming any moment, anywhere. So these things get in the picture, but there is a value understanding that we do need a left wing and a right wing, and one's going to look more after certain matters and one's going to look after another. There is general corruption on both sides, and at different times any one side can look more corrupt than the other. And I think in short order, since we need to wrap up in a 2.5 minute moment, that's about all I can say.
I have a 10 sense. Second thing left that I just thought of, which is I think also the problem is that right-wing conservative Christians hold equal value. In one hand they have their Bible, and in the other they have the Constitution, and that's not how it goes. Like, this is not a very popular view, but we're Christians before we are Americans, and that's, some people are scared by that who aren't Christians, because they think that, like, we have these crazy views and we're going to, like, try to take over because of that. But, like, our Christian beliefs tell us to submit to those in authority and all those things. But the Bible and the Constitution are not of equal value. And the Constitution is still important, but we cannot put our hope in the Constitution more than we put it in the Bible. And so
that's good for another discussion.
Yeah, I love that. And the way I would express that is, there's the kingdom of God that we're contending for on earth, and there is the prioritizing of making sure that we don't lose our American Christian freedoms and values. And I don't think they're opposing to each other.
No, not at all.
I think that if we prioritize one over the other without even realizing it, then we're in danger. Meaning, if we prioritize preserving our country over contending for the kingdom to come to earth.
That's a problem.
And in contending for the kingdom to come to earth, then you're prioritizing hearts over policies and over legislature. It doesn't mean you don't care about those. It means that you think, as a believer, you think a bigger thought than the issue right at hand in the moment. And you think more long term, and you're willing, because you care about hearts, you're willing to allow legislature and societal norms and cultural things and even behavior to eventually catch up with this bigger thing called the kingdom of God, God's better way of doing something. And that's all I'll say. We're gonna wrap that up. I think we'll probably get a lot of feedback that people want justice back on here to have some more conversations.
We want justice.
Has been really fun. And we'll give you information on how you can follow Justice and stay in touch. She's got some really cool things going on in her own life personally, what God's about to be launching her into. And she's got some fun side things. One is called SoCal Justice.
Yes.
How can they connect with
you? So on YouTube, you can just search SoCal Justice, which is SOCAL Justice. And also on Instagram, I'm SoCal_Justice.
They may not understand that SoCal is a common term here for
Southern California. But it's also a playoff of the term social justice, yes. Obviously. So I talk a lot about social justice issues on there, but I also have fun videos like
how to do your eyebrows.
Because that's important. And so important. The things that fall under my SoCal Justice channel are justice, beauty, fashion, and then just like life advice. So I'll be uploading a video on there soon just talking about some of these same things.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was great to have you, Justice.